Should I not be streaming videos on my phone?
He's streaming.
No.
Why would you be streaming videos on your phone?
What's a Facebook has an autoplay feature. I didn't
yeah, can you...
Have you heard...
Hey, you want to be on your phone during the podcast?
No, I want to turn... I want to make...
That's
I didn't know we were live.
I mean, you're on the podcast.
Did he say we were live?
He did. I said that we were going live.
He
and
did.
I didn't hear.
I absolutely... I gave you so much warning.
It's a,
like
it's
I do every
good.
Week.
We are live,
have you
actually.
Heard,
it's not even a debate.
I heard what?
Have you heard, like, Australians were pissed about... Facebook turned this thing on that auto-plays videos.
Yeah.
And all these places with limited bandwidth
are
getting, like, bills that are, like, you went, like, 2 gigs over. It's like, wait, what? And it's, yeah, just scrolling through Facebook, it auto-plays everything. And also...
That's rough.
Also, see, I don't have that problem, but when they started doing the auto-play shit, I think that day, I must have blocked or removed...
Oh, God, yeah.
200 people on my friends list.
Yeah.
Because it was, oh, check out this video of this guy who had his face blown open in the war. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I was saying, it's a guy with no... I saw the same thing. No bottom jaw.
Look at
the
yeah.
And, he's, and his tongue is hanging out.
And
he's
like, looking
oh,
pissed off your tongue.
So you guys don't follow me anymore?
It was terrifying. It's terrifying. That's a bummer.
I blocked that. I mean, these are things maybe they posted before, but they wouldn't autoplay, so I never saw it.
Yeah.
And then I scroll down. It's like, look at how they make chicken nuggets. Look at them dump all these chickens into a blade.
You don't like how they make
and some of them are like long friends of or well not friends I guess
Whoa.
Acquaintances.
A new challenger enters the arena.
I see someone in shadowy, like, but
wow.
I don't know who.
What a special occasion! Hold on, say another thing. Come on,
someone just hit. Start.
We have to introduce. There's protocol to this. Okay, there's proper procedure, podcast etiquette. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't had a chance to introduce ourselves for tonight. Hello, I'm your host Derek Acosta. I'd like to introduce a special guest. Yeah, I'm a host.
Yeah, I know.
Hosts sit on this couch. Special guests sit on that side. Introducing a new special guest tonight. What's your name? Brian Abushakra.
Brian!
Where'd you come from?
You're here?
Where did you go?
It's been a long time since you've joined us on the podcast.
Wow.
Do you remember the last time you were here?
Yeah.
When?
I think it was back in the end of September. And you asked me what my opinion was on the popcorn jelly bean.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, delicious.
Hey, Brian, now that you're here, can you do the honors, please?
Theme song.
Guess what I had for lunch? You guessed it! Peanut butter. Peanut butter. It's sticky. It comes in a jar. Lots of people like it. It's crunchy, it's creamy. The peanut butter taste is downright dreamy. Peanut butter.
No, they're Levi's.
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Were we talking about anything important? No.
No.
No, it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, frankly,
no. It was a bunch of bullshit. We should just move on. Thank you. Shouts out, shoots out to our sponsors. We only have one today. Loot Crate.
LootCrate.com/Mega64. Go subscribe. You get a box of stuff every month. Every piece of it is a treasure.
It's a treasure.
Every piece of it is an heirloom. Hopefully you could pass down to your kids someday. Go, hey, 2-year-old Jeremy, I am about to perish. Take this Ryu headband.
Yeah. I've been passing it down, and then anyways. I say, here you go.
And kids love it.
They love it.
To my most favorite grandchild, I do leave a Steam code for Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
That's cool. If you got a little brother, a little cousin who needs a Christmas gift, get him a year of Loot Crate.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can get special deals
if you saved all your Loot Crate stuff for the year that you didn't want. That would save you so much money on Christmas gifts.
Dude, you're thinking,
could,
that's right.
You regift all
there's
that
stuff. Inside and outside
I like
the box.
It. I like both sides of it.
That's inside and outside the crate is we should call that
inside,
new
outside
segment.
The crate. Yeah. Check them out. LootCrate.com/Mega64. Sign up. Use the promo code. Also, go to shop.mega64. Support that group of handsome awesome. Young gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're
young, all right.
It is a charity. All proceeds go to charity.
We are young.
We need help.
We're barely legal.
And it's us.
Pretty much all the Black Friday orders have been sent out at this point.
Sean, you congratulations.
Hey, you too.
We did that shit.
Us too.
We did it.
Check your emails. some of you because I've emailed a lot of you saying we're out of some things or trying to figure stuff out. Yeah. So check your emails and get back to me. And thank you to everyone who ordered.
I never check my email.
I don't either. I'm not good at that.
Something I don't do. I gotta get better at it.
I'm on my email all day.
I check it every day.
On it.
Just waiting for somebody to send out a message. It's pathetic. Yeah.
So if you look at my phone right now, I'll look at it.
I gotta keep under.
It says
under 10 in an inbox.
I have 30,481 unread messages.
Hey, you're a maniac.
So I got
Rocco. I bet you and I have the exact same.
You think so?
Oh, let's see.
Let's do a
let's see whose is bigger.
No. Competition.
In terms of unread emails, I bet Rocco and I have the exact same.
You think? Okay, mine. Zero? Mine is 14,469.
Brian, how many do you have?
Zero.
No, I've never zeroed out.
I figure you zero them out, even if they're like spam.
Can I say about 2 months ago, I deleted 5,000 emails from an email account, and it took me. I had to do it in two sessions. Like,
oh my god!
Like probably give 45 minutes of just highlighting all, delete, highlighting all, delete, highlight like over 200 pages of emails.
Wow!
Yeah,
I took the time. I did it. I'm all clear, and now I'm not reading nothing. So
just let them burn.
So there was no point in clearing it all out.
I'm mistaken. Now I got a lot of space to.
I thought I had.
You set Google free.
Thought I had zero unread messages. Yeah. I did have one.
Oh, okay.
It was that from Twitch. Mega64 podcast just went live.
Why just went live. Why didn't you tell us that we were live, Eric? My carbon footstep is like a ballerina's toe.
Yeah. You may notice that we have left our green tablecloth here. Yeah. It's because it's Green Monday.
Green Monday!
We found out it's Green Monday. Apparently Blue Monday wasn't good enough. So
we're doing our part, and I didn't move that. So that was our part.
Yeah, he reduced his carbon footprint by not expelling effort to that.
Yeah. But do not chroma key this later, because then you're adding your carbon footprint. That's a lot of digital...
Well, the processing power.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to see any...
environmental
power. We don't want to see any effects.
Thank you.
You guys are not allowed to take this and use this footage in your own way, add to it in any way.
I'm down with what Derek's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, that looks nice. Again, keep it green. Yeah.
It looks nice, it's green. No, it should stay green.
The only thing you should do is key out everything, like use previous parts of our podcast to make it look like only Derek's head is here.
Yeah.
That's how you should key that out.
I don't like any networking or nitpicking or anything in there, digital doing stuff to the film and the footage.
Garrett doesn't like networking or nitpicking.
Garrett hates it.
I'm going to be a little nitpicky here. None of those
words
apply.
I want this to stay this color green based on the lighting that Derek set up in the room at this...
I didn't say shit.
Thanks, Derek, for getting here and setting up the lighting. Eric got here like two hours early to do that.
I supervised and approved it.
I haven't been around in a while. I thought Derek still did all the lighting. Good job, Eric.
Don't fucking talk to me.
Congratulations.
As Derek was saying, though, yeah, shop.mega64.com. Time is running out is still for sale. Get this shit.
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
What was that?
What was that?
Fucking.
What even was that?
Still waiting.
Winehouse Blu-ray?
No.
Is that not Time is Running Out?
Time is running out. Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
What?
No!
What?
Fuck!
What are you doing?
Hey, that's my personal copy.
That's
not!
Derek bought it.
That's my copy.
You swear.
Yeah, he bought it.
So just put it back where I put it.
Special guests don't have the authority over using that pimp.
Actually,
all right.
Pimp
on pimp.
All right.
Yeah. Decision.
Can I get that disc back for a sec? Because I actually have a story. I want to dedicate a moment to talk about this.
Well, let me just say, time is running out. We still have copies. If you want to get our new Blu-ray, it's in the store.
I'm going to need that.
Who cares? Just trivial knowledge is the original copy of Still Waiting.
Yeah.
From the podcast set.
Yeah.
Rocco tried to give this away at Game Day. To a certain attendee. Maybe they don't want to be revealed.
I bet he remembers. They came up to me.
They came back to me after Game Days, slid this back into my possession, and said,
Make sure they really did that.
That really happened.
Rocco, do you remember?
Make sure this returns to the set.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember who won anything that day.
Really?
It was a blur.
I'm so happy I was here for this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. Yeah.
So people in the chat who were there may remember. So this is... Dude, you can't break this because this is the one that's always been here.
On my shit list now.
The chat ratted them out.
I would have remembered.
You said you didn't remember. I don't know.
In the moment, but give me
a minute. You've given up. You look like you're
Sean already put his
towel.
Foot all over it just now. I watched it happen.
It's wrapped. Don't
Bubbles Twitch in the chat says, did they already talk about Ralph Baer dying?
Oh, no.
Ralph Baer is dead.
He did?
Yes, Ralph he passed Baer? Away.
He did? He
Ralph
did?
Baer, the father of video gaming,
that
passed
brown
away.
Box is way more expensive oh, now than Tom yeah. Tallarico has.
He's not making any more, that's for
that's
sure.
True.
Ralph Baer passed away last night.
He was in line. He was going to make like 12 more.
He was
going to
make
no more.
He was taking pre-orders.
Right?
Ralph Baer, influential man, iconic man. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to meet him and say hello. He was at a lot of events that we were at. He was at GDC a few times. My only encounter, not encounter with him, but story with him where we were in some way connected was that there's someone who works for the company who puts on GDC. And in 2008, he was honored with the, I think it was the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was flagged down when it was over, the award show was over. That was the year we showed. We had a big, loud intro to the awards.
Was it to the Indie Awards?
It was with Dan Paladin
yeah.
in
Heavy
his makeup
metal music.
With loud metal music. And and after the show, I was told by a staff member at GDC that I thought Ralph Baer was going to have a heart attack. They said he looked like he'd been lit on fire. He just
that's
was
not what
it was like a time bomb.
Neither of those things happened. He wasn't
no,
killed
it was
by
all
fire.
Good, but yeah. But okay. Anyway,
yeah.
So rest in peace. That was a funny story. I would have loved to have actually met him, but
it's
rest
such
in peace.
A sadness.
Yeah. Only thing I know is that Tommy Tallarico was talking to him. He told us a story about how he really wanted one of the original brown boxes, like the first thing to ever play a video game. He wanted one, and Ralph Baer was like, "Oh, I have one. I'll give you one." And he gave it to Tommy.
Huh?
So obviously he was a pretty cool guy.
Wow. Yeah.
How many were there? Like eight of
I think
those?
So, yeah.
Or like
wow. He's like, I have like three, so you can have one. And he just gave it to Tommy
That's
and signed
crazy.
It for him. So.
Wow.
That is nuts.
Yeah. And it's in Gamer Wars.
Yeah, we filmed
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah, it's in Gamer Wars. So in tribute to Ralph Baer, watch Gamer Wars 3.
Gamer Wars, all of them, in fact.
Yeah, watch
Gamer Wars. Tribute.
You can't just start with the third one. It won't make any sense.
Yeah.
You got to watch the first one and...
Then
progress
it'll all make
through
sense.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch three of them, then the reboot, just to give you a fresh, like a fresh start.
Watch the reboot first, and then start from the beginning all over.
And then watch reboot, just the show.
Which they are rebooting.
With Hexadecimal again?
That,
is she going to be back?
Is that real?
Yeah.
They're rebooting reboot?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I can't handle that.
I don't think I would want to.
Is Bob right. going to be?
It's called Boots.
Boots.
Someone asked me, someone sent me an email that was... Hey, now that you finished Boardwalk Empire, where do you place it on the list of like TV's greatest, like Sopranos or Lost or Reboot?
Right.
And it's just like I
shut
don't,
up.
No.
Reboot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's that. Yes. Okay. What were we? Oh yeah. On the subject of games. On the subject of games.
This is the number one video game podcast.
This is the number one.
Shouts out.
Thank you for joining us.
A lot of video game stuff happened over this weekend. The Game Awards were on Friday.
Ooh.
Game Awards were on Friday. The next day, Saturday and Sunday, were the was the PlayStation Experience, which was
kind of like the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yeah,
but cooler.
Sony put on their own convention for PlayStation, which a lot of people didn't know about. I remember I brought it up to you. You didn't know about it.
No.
I didn't know about it. That's a big...
It's like advertised all over PSN, though.
Yeah,
it is on PSN.
I haven't been playing any... me and Sean have been shipping out merch
right.
for
it
like
a week. Snowy on.
But they did kind of promote it late. Like, they let people know, like... I mean, they started promoting it like a month ago.
Yeah.
Most conventions, I mean, you know, a year
yeah, you
and
know
a
of a while
that it's going on. But they announced it not that long ago, and there were a lot of mixed thoughts on it. They were announcing it kind of late. They were running their own event. Okay, fine, but it was like $99 to go, and it was kind of like, well, is this just a marketing thing? Like, why are we paying $99 or whatever? But
right.
I heard a lot of positive stuff now that it's over. I know a lot of people who went. There, a lot of people that I know went to it, and I know Mariel had a booth there with other Skullgirls people, and they all had good stuff to say about it. They said it felt like early days of PAX. It wasn't that big.
Wow.
It wasn't that big, and as much as the price tag was a little bit whatever, it was only people there who really gave a shit and had their shit together.
That's cool.
It wasn't, you know what I mean? It kind of weeded out. It wasn't like E3 where a lot of like weirdos can kind of just get in.
Looking for free shit?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't really that. From what I understand.
Fucking freak show.
Yeah, but anyway.
You know you weird motherfuckers that come out to
E3? At cosplay?
You bullshit bastards.
But they did a keynote on the first day. And it was. Have you heard about everything they announced?
No, I haven't heard a single thing.
So
you told me.
So this is great.
This.
So I can't wait for you to tell you this. So it was one of the best keynotes ever that any company has done, for the reason that it delivered on a lot of great stuff for their company, and then had one of the funniest moments ever, unintentionally. They come out and they brought the thunder. They come out. All right, here's Ono from Capcom. All right, he comes out. All right, Street Fighter V, PS4 exclusive, and that's for good. All right, thank you. Bye.
That is a crazy announcement, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
A big fucking deal.
Okay, so he goes. All right, and then after that, hey guys, Resident Evil Revelations 2 and like 80,000 other games are coming to Vita. You thought we weren't talking about Vita. We got a bunch of stuff coming out for Vita. All right, thank you.
Which
and
then that's cool.
Next guy comes out. Hey, you guys are always saying how Yakuza games don't come out in the U.S. anymore. Guess what? Yakuza 5 next year.
Boom.
Goodbye.
Damn.
All right. I mean, they were just doing thing after thing after thing. Okay. A billion announcements. They showed like 15 minutes of Uncharted 4 or something like that. Announced a new...
You had a chart already.
They didn't say anything about it, but there's a new God of War on the way. All kinds of shit. All right. So they show all this. Then Square comes out.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
you ready to be disappointed?
Your PS4 is about to get what you've been waiting for.
Shit.
Baby, your favorite game from years ago.
What?
And all of a sudden on the screens, the Final Fantasy VII logo comes
up. Oh, yeah.
And the crowd goes nuts. Oh, they're going to fucking remake it. The FF7 remake. Oh, my God. And then it's, all right, yeah, so we're porting it to PS4, well, they didn't remake it. It's just, you know, there's really a few bucks. You could play it on PS4. It on PS4.
What?
It's just the PS1. I mean, it's just the.
I made the point. Anybody who wants to play that game probably already has a PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Or 3.
With that disc loaded into it.
Yeah.
And then Rocco made the better point.
On PS3 for $5, you can download it and it plays on your PSP or Vita.
Yeah, yep.
So you can play this on anything right now. Oh, and PC,
but not PS4.
Yeah. But not PS4 until today. No, but anyway, you've never. The crowd was.
Wow.
It was so funny. They were cutting to crowd reactions. It was just people going. It was so great. It was so funny. Just especially if they had opened with that,
whatever.
But it came at the end of all these big.
That was the last thing. That was like
I don't know if it was the last thing, but it was towards the end of a 2 hour thing.
What?
Okay.
So anyway,
that was a grand finale.
That was really
I can finally play it now.
You know, when the Final Fantasy VII remake thing,
you're gonna love those graphics. Yeah. Those PlayStation 4 graphics.
They look better than ever. When the Final Fantasy VII remake thing gets brought up, there's always people who are like, you know, they should focus on making new games and not going back and remaking old ones. And that's true. I mean, we shouldn't stop making new games to rehash whatever. I completely agree with that. But Final Fantasy VII is this classic game. It's the last good game this company really ever made. I mean, one of the last. And it doesn't look good on anything. It is an eyesore. So I don't... I think it's smart that they remake.
You know,
I just think it's okay.
If they remade Ocarina of Time for like these new the new Zelda graphics that we just saw, I'd be fucking stoked on that. Like,
it's okay.
That game is
speaking of being fucking stoked, that new Zelda that we just saw, I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Open world?
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw that and I'm excited, but that to me was like, oh, they made a game just for Derek, is what I thought.
Well, thank you. Nobody else play it until
just
I
for
get
him.
It.
Yeah, let them know.
Send
but no, it's just like a gigantic world.
That's awesome.
That you love that kind of
stuff. I saw it, actually. It's funny because I just watched the trailer before we did the podcast, and it reminded me of Skyrim to the point where I just like kind of shouted out, like, whoa, this is Skyrim, in an excited manner. And then we kind of reminisced about when Skyrim actually came out.
Yeah.
Rocco reminded me that the most recent Zelda game was released that same week, if not that same day. Really? Skyward Sword.
I thought
Sword,
it was the same day.
It might have been the same day. And got totally demolished because nobody gave a shit because everybody was playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even remember at the time saying, like, hey, I know they released a new Zelda, but I'm not playing it because I'm playing Skyrim and that's the new Zelda. And I think that I probably wasn't alone and Nintendo...
No, yeah. What I was saying before...
Nintendo picked up on that.
Yeah, Nintendo got culture shock, I think, that day because when that... It's not even that there was a new Zelda and it was really, really good, but Skyrim, you know, da-da-da. It was that Skyrim was this big, and the Zelda game that came out, you went to the same three areas. You know what I mean? It wasn't Ocarina of Time came out the same day. It was Skyward Sword, you're going to go here, here, and here.
I did everything again and you again could and possibly again. Do in that game, and I just don't even know why I did it. I didn't like it.
But I think the disparity and the feeling of culture at that time kicked Nintendo's ass. I definitely think that. And I mean, what game lends itself more to exploration more than Zelda? I mean, so I'm glad, like you were saying a minute ago, competition is great because, you know, it forced this to happen. They couldn't just rest on their laurels with this. You know, this new Zelda, I mean, they show the map on the screen. And let me just say, that's why that's one thing I love about the Wii U. I mean, you know, we can talk about, you know, the PS4 and the Xbox One all we want, but the Wii U having that screen on the controller sometimes doesn't matter, but man, with Zelda and they're exploring and they have the map right there.
Yeah,
and they're setting waypoints to where they want to go, and they zoom out on it, and it just that's gonna be a great experience.
I really like the Wii U for a lot of reasons. And it doesn't get put in the same category as the Xbox One or PS4.
No.
I've used it for so many different things. It's so nice to have Beckett playing Mario Kart on the gamepad while I'm watching football on TV. It's so nice just to it's a little thing that it just changes everything for me.
That's cool. Yeah, you're getting a different use out of it than any of us because we don't have, you know.
Right, but it's just really cool. Or even
like a family that would be doing multiple
things at
once.
They're watching some show that I don't give a shit about, but now I can play something on the
game. You got Pornhub loaded up on the.
You could
have that.
But I use it for that reason all the time. Like when I was unlocking stuff on Smash Brothers, there's stuff you have to play 100 matches for. So I watched a movie. I was watching Lord of the Rings and playing that. You know,
really.
So,
I never thought to do that.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
When I was working on, Time is Running Out, at the office, I couldn't leave the desk except sometimes I'd have to render stuff, and so I just hooked up. A lot of people forget you could do this too. You can plug the Wii U just into a wall. You don't need a TV.
Yeah.
Plug it into a wall and play it on the controller. Yeah. I played half of Bayonetta 2 just doing that.
And
it's just like a portable.
You can even just pull out if you don't want to use, you know, if you have the dock, you can use a controller and play the game on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've seen.
Yeah, that's happened. I don't know if every game can do that, but
I know a few of them can.
Yeah,
I think Mario Kart definitely can.
Huh?
Where you use the Pro Controller and you can just use it basically as a screen.
Check out Nintendo, Nintendo.com. Yeah.
We were playing Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Over at your house this weekend.
Played some more Smash Brothers.
Kevin, did you have fun smashing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Today I unlocked. I'm trying to get all the stages now. I had all the characters, but I'm trying to get all the stages and. I unlocked Pac-Land.
Whoa.
Ooh.
And it is the most cracked out stage. I don't know what. I don't know really about. I guess Pac-Man had a platform game on
Super Nintendo.
It's even older graphics than that, though. I know he did on Super Nintendo, you're right.
Because I played the shit out of that game.
But I don't know what it's from. It almost looks like an Atari game where it's like you're going through a town and there's fairies around you and stuff. I mean, it made no sense. Anyway.
Check it out.
Oh, they wear boots. You gotta believe me.
That's a
joke.
Thank you.
Dude, I can't believe they showed more stuff for Last Guardian, too. Like, that game looks sick.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Oh, that's right, they didn't.
That's coming out. I'm telling you.
It's coming out, right?
E3 is going to make the big announcement.
I'm
keeping them crossed.
I said it, and I'll stand by it. By Christmas, you'll be playing.
I hear they're going to announce it at TGS, huh?
Yeah, well,
that the girly show.
Well, it could be. I think they're going to do a special TGS before Christmas.
Pre-Christmas show.
Did you see Garrett? So at the video game awards happened on that Friday, and we were a lot of people asked if we were going to be in it. We were asked to do something for it, but it didn't. I think it was just a matter of time, or they didn't have time, or. Something like that, but it just kind of didn't. We came up with a couple ideas, but then it just stopped. But anyway, I thought they turned out fine. I mean, I thought the video game awards were good. Jeff Keighley did it. It was all, you know, I was saying to them earlier, you can't win with award shows. I mean, how often do you see an award show happen in the next day?
Flawless.
And the next day, everyone goes, man, that was such a great award show. Like, it just doesn't.
No.
but I thought it was great. I mean, it was all exclusives and stuff. But, like, when they did that before, on Spike TV, it was, like, bad celebrities and exclusives. And everyone was like, well, I like the exclusives, but not...
We don't need 50 Cent.
Yeah, exactly. So this show was just that. And then it was, and then it got accused of, oh, it's just all marketing. It's like, you can't win. Hmm. But
that's what I want, the info.
Yeah, but right? I thought it was fine for what it was. If that's what you were looking to watch, I thought it was fine.
I love Jeff.
I like Jeff a lot.
Good job, Jeff.
But anyway, they showed new footage for Metal Gear Online. Yeah, did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I've got to check that out.
So it looks like it's basically, it. You know, a lot of people expected in Metal Gear Solid 4, it was like a kind of versus kind of like fighting or, you know, battling against each other kind of thing. It looks like this one, it's co-op. Like, it's co-op just through all the stuff, which is, I would rather play that personally. Oh,
sort of like what they did for Peace Walker?
I think. I mean, I was a little unclear, but it seems like it's just... there's a big co-op aspect of this game.
Well, that whole thing with other people having a mother base and their, you know, other version of Solid Snake was on... You know,
yeah.
Do you remember that trailer where Snake infiltrated someone's mother base and then was stealing shit and then was confronted by another Solid Snake?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's the MGO kind of aspect, co-op, people from different bases can
team always
up.
Kind of weary when a video game franchise that's so long established as a single-player game suddenly comes out with a new one that's co-op. Because I feel like the two things that come to my mind, at least, are Resident Evil 5 and the new, the new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And I feel like in both those cases, I was just like, I would rather play this by myself.
Yeah.
Having the other person just made me get frustrated and die. And it was just
sure.
Like, yeah, I feel like sometimes that you get held back by the limitations of the person you're playing
with. Yeah. This, though, I think it'll be... this is it's a separate... thing, and they did that with Metal Gear Solid 4. Even had a multiplayer.
Previous
thing,
to that,
it's
was
all separate.
Portable Ops was one of the first Metal Gear Online projects.
Yeah,
there was a couple. There's been a couple.
Yeah,
I played, but never than just trying them out.
I beat The Last of Us again.
They were never good.
on PS4, the PS4 version.
VR missions.
And I always forget that has a multiplayer thing. It's like
The Last of Us multiplayer.
Oh, yeah,
I've never even tried it.
I did a couple weeks. I got hooked, and I did it like 3 or 4 weeks in a row on the Poorly Played stream. Like. Sometime last year, but that blew me away. I didn't know so much went into it. It's a lot of sneaking.
I hadn't tried it at all.
It adds a whole cool stealth element to.
So then, is it like? Do you find yourself getting fucked up? Like you'll be sneaking well, and the person you're cooperating with like gets caught.
Yeah. I mean, they die a lot. Yeah, but people die. But I mean, I would die a lot too. I mean, it's still kind of an arcadey multiplayer game. But you're not just running and gunning. You got like 3 shots anyway.
Yeah,
you have really limited ammo, and you want
because that's
lay
what
low.
I feel like that my concern would be with Metal Gear is like, the stealth element is so important to that game.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with somebody who can't do the stealth.
Yeah, well, that I know that. Well, that's definitely why they're keeping it separate.
Game modes in the previous Metal Gear Online franchise stuff was like. One person would be Snake in disguise and have to sneak around the base with all the other soldiers on patrol and try to blend in.
Uh-huh.
But then it would be the
and then another
entire
person's
group,
running and gunning.
Well, the entire group would be trying to figure out who the spy is, who saw
Snake.
Oh,
that's cool.
So it would add kind of like stealthy multiplayer elements.
That's fun. All right. Well, I'm sold.
We'll see. I don't know. I haven't seen this new trailer or any of this new footage.
Hey, you said that. I'm sold.
That's what the old shit used to do. Let's see what they come up with. Kojima, what are we doing?
It was classic Kojima sense of humor. The whole trailer was ultra serious, and it showed them doing all these ops. They were trying to infiltrate somebody else's base, and there were Fulton like turret guns.
Huh.
Oh.
So they set a soldier in, and he walks in, and then all of a sudden, boom, he gets shot by it, and then, wait, no, and he gets sent up into the sky. But Snake tried to save him, so he, like, shoots down the parachute, and he falls, you know. It was pretty cool. But in classic Kojima, it was all really serious, and then, it said Metal Gear Online, the Phantom Pain coming soon, or whatever. And then when it was over, it had Snake... is standing there and then grabs what's his name? Ocelot.
Yeah.
Like strangling him and then and it takes a picture and it's and then it zooms out and it's like a picture of him. It's like a selfie of him and then a picture of him with like the little dog.
Oh yeah.
They
love that dog. They're showing that dog all around.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, hey, we had a video come out behind the scenes, Star Wars
video. We released that this week. Check it out if you haven't seen it. I thought it was cool.
I had never seen the
the clean version.
I've never seen the clean version.
Same here.
And so it was cool to see that. The effects I thought were awesome. I thought the Millennium Falcon turned out great, Derek. So good job with that.
Oh, thank you.
That that's Beckett's toy.
Did you have to give it back to him, or can we keep it?
No, I have to give it back. But yeah, very cool. It was really cool.
Is it? I mean, I think it's kind of.
Is it broken?
I thought it was broken over the
shit. Corner. I gotta buy him a new one.
But yeah, it was just a little bit. We didn't have to. I mean, what was in there was the most. I mean, I think that was all the behind the scenes that we had, but it was just a show. Like, we really did make that in under 24 hours. I mean, it was all done in one day, just before the day before Thanksgiving, to get it out. And considering that, I think it's really funny.
There was something that was not that was left out of the behind the scenes. Oh my god. Which is that Sean had the idea, the brilliant idea, of having one shot wearing the Captain Picard Star Trek uniform. Yeah. He wanted that to be in there, which didn't get in there. But somebody in the YouTube comments pointed out, I didn't even notice this till it was pointed out in the comments, Rocco put the holodeck from Star Trek in there instead.
I just figured since we didn't have your Star Trek.
That still works. Luke noticed that right away when we watched the...
The holodeck?
Oh, the holodeck!
That's funny.
I also got a note from Jordan from Rooster Teeth, who was like, I just noticed all the Star Tours backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime Kevin was on camera, I put him inside Star Tours.
I did notice that.
Most of them, he was inside the cabin, so it still kind of worked. It's like, oh, it's futuristic.
But the
background.
Hallway when
but
you leave.
But then there's one where it's like the hallway when you leave.
It's those posters of like the other planets you can visit. I noticed that watching this behind-the-scenes video for the first time, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway. So, yeah, check out the behind-the-scenes if you haven't already.
Kevin, he's a handsome Han Solo.
Yeah,
can we say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Kevin, can we say that?
I'll give it an okay.
All right. He says okay.
He says, good job, handsome Kevin.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up?
And this was just brought up in the chat. What was the pig mask guy supposed to be, and what was that?
I have an answer. Okay. He's an alien.
Star Wars is full of aliens.
Yeah, if you've never seen Star Wars, like everywhere you look is a different alien. Yeah.
There's a whole wacky
We all had a thing when we did the Star Wars video. You know, a lot of it was impromptu, but you know, we came up with a lot of the ideas. We all had something that we yelled out that was like, I want to see that.
Right.
For me, it was, I want to see Kevin with, I want to see Han Solo with a shotgun going, hey, you fat fuck, boom, and then running away. Derek.
So mean.
Derek has, I want to have some creature in a wheelchair, just like.
Like an alien in a wheelchair. I wanted to be have the alien, I wanted the pig to be an alien in a wheelchair rolling down a hill, like out of control. Mm. But time constraints, had to do it on the green screen.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Sean's was the Star Trek thing, and we just didn't end up doing it.
So Rocco's made it in,
and Kevin,
Derek's made it in.
The pig thing?
Well, not down the hill.
The pig. He's on the holodeck in the video.
Compromise.
That was the pig thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell. Because I'll pixelate.
He took my thing and your thing and mashed them into.
Oh, look, he wore green.
That's why. Okay, I didn't know what that was.
Green. So I green screened them.
I thought, honestly, I thought you found some weird, like, GIF footage of, like, a particle thing. Like, being like,
no.
I knew it was the tablecloth.
I was the particle.
Oh, I didn't know it was the tablecloth. Okay, I should watch it again.
You see it real briefly in the behind the scenes.
He's wearing a Christmas tablecloth.
Tablecloth and the pig mask.
Okay, all right. I got to see it again now.
That was Santa Pigs.
See it with new eyes. Go and watch Mega 64 Star Wars video.
Behind the scenes. Star Wars, the video is Star Wars Episode 7, Force Awakens. Trailer, official leak. It's something like that.
Those behind the scenes videos make our job of like so much fun. Like it is a really fun job, but it's like wow, it'd be the best fucking job, best job.
Well, because we're all best friends.
Yeah. It's
true. How stressful was
reality
that?
Reality couldn't be further.
It wasn't
from the truth.
That stressful, Eric, because there was no real deadline. Like we wanted to have it done, but like we didn't have a company saying like you have like.
At GDC,
it's like they need that video. It needs to be done, and people are going to watch it in like 6 hours. So hurry up! This is like, I mean,
you're still your own boss, though. You want to make?
Yeah. Well, this deadline was we had to do it before the trailer came out.
Yeah. I get that, but I still feel like I don't know. Were you stressed out, Rocket, about the deadline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really stressed
out. Look at him, fucking feeling free and easy.
I was like
free and easy.
Sean was home by 5 p.m. the day before Thanksgiving. So I was. There you go.
That's true. You had to cook the turkey.
I didn't. No, I had things to do. But I also knew that was me living here next week. So I was.
Yeah.
We did live here.
He made up for it. I said, Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm going to get out here because I'm going to live here soon. So I did.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
So there you go.
Oh, am I wearing a jacket? Sorry. What? I was wearing a jacket. Hey, I feel bad. I need to apologize. Me and Sean have been arguing all week. I feel like we were a little bit hard on Pomplamoose last week. I feel bad. We shouldn't have slammed them so hard. You know, like, they're going for it.
Yeah.
You guys are laughing, but I'm talking from the heart.
No, I hear you.
They're going for it, and we're over here talking shit on people who are going for it.
You were filling me in.
And that sucks. You know, like, we should be supportive of people going for it. Hey, nobody's perfect. Everybody has to take a risk. Sometimes they fail. Let's not kick people when they're down.
I'm just saying, this is what I've been saying about this. I think Pomplamoose, I feel like it's like when someone has $15,000 to film a movie and they spend $13,000 on catering. It's like, then make the fucking movie. What are you doing with the catering?
It's wise words from the Gordon's Fisherman.
I'm just saying, like, you could have made money if you would have budgeted better and done better things. You wanted to spend $13,000 on food when you could have just spent, you know, $300 on food.
You know what? Like, I didn't read any articles. I just legitimately went home and thought about all the shit I talked about Pomplamoose.
You talked some shit.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, it was under the guise of informing me.
I kind of framed it in a way like they were fucking garbage and didn't deserve to exist.
Should die.
And the music they make is excrement, essentially.
Yeah.
And that was a little hard.
There's one artist to another artist, maybe is a little harsh.
Exactly. You know what? Everybody's on the creative path. Nobody knows the way to the top of the mountain. We're all on the climb.
He knows, and Pomplamoose isn't it.
We shouldn't be throwing rocks at the other people climbing the success mountain.
No,
okay?
Hey, I wish them all the best. I'm just saying that if you want to make money, then make money.
Oh, Sean, don't worry about them making money.
Yeah.
The guy who's in Pomplamoose created Patreon.
Oh, yeah. They'll make some money.
So they're fine. Go ahead and spend $13,000 on food.
They're boosting the local economy in the cities they tour because they are adding to the hotel industry.
Yeah, can we get a big thank you to Pomplamoose?
Yeah, can we?
Can everyone just go around and say thank you?
Thank you, Pomplamoose.
Thank you, Pomplamoose.
Thank you. I'm speaking from the heart like Derek. I don't know if you're being facetious.
I'm keeping it real. I'm not fucking thanking you.
Yeah.
I was hard on you last week, so I'm saying,
to say the least,
you don't need me shouting shit.
Did you hear back
in your direction?
From them or something? Did someone from Pomplamoose Management reach out to you?
No, they don't give a fuck about me.
You don't think you're?
They don't even know who I am. I'm not on Pomplamoose's radar.
No, we're not.
I'm nothing to them.
Pomplamoose is like a shitty bird and a bee.
They get a million views on their fucking on their stupid Angry Birds cover.
He said they were shitty moldy peaches.
Yeah, they are.
I'm
not saying that I don't think they suck. I'm just saying he was hard on
them. Right.
Hey,
you know what?
Did they do Pomplamoose do a Macklemore cover?
Probably.
Wait for the after show because I'm definitely going to find that song played as soon as we go to the after
show. I'm trying to picture like metal songs covered by Pomplamoose.
Hey, that will be the theme song if it does exist.
The Ace of Spades, Ace of Spades. And don't forget the Joker.
But see, I love the Bird and the Bee, and they do that kind of stuff too. So, I mean, I don't know.
You love the bird.
You are the bee.
You don't care too much. He wishes he was the bee.
Yeah.
Well, you're married. That's true. You're a happy man.
Don't you know
about
the bird?
They're not fucking either. I don't know what you're implying.
That's what they
say.
What happens later on the tour bus.
Anyways, okay. Pomplamoose has demons. That's what I'm saying.
Pomplamoose has demons. Did you guys know that?
Someone look at the warning signs.
And they suck.
Look at the warning. They have shitty demons.
Look at the warning signs. Let's stop it.
Didn't somebody else die this week?
Oh, that's a horrible way to
I keep wanting to say Bill Cosby, but he's alive.
His career did.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly his career is dead?
17.
dead.
17 allegedly.
Not confirmed.
Wow.
Anyway. I don't remember where I was going with that. Oh, Pomplamoose.
Yeah,
anyway. What's your favorite Pomplamoose cover? Email podcast@mega64.com.
We want to hear from
you. What do you want them to cover next, and what have they covered?
Well, you don't need to be that mean to them. I just don't think they're great.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Yeah,
that's my official
stance. And again,
stance.
They're never going to watch this if it doesn't matter.
See, that's the thing. Pomplamoose, I feel like give me a week and any Pomplamoose song, and me and Rocco will replicate it perfectly. Yeah. 1 week to learn the instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And that's that. Why, I, you know, you can't say that about, like, Iron Maiden or Justin Timberlake.
True.
You know?
I
those
can't do that.
Yeah.
So those are the people we
I don't
respect.
Even have a producer. I don't even know a producer to make Justin Timberlake beats.
No. I don't even know.
Timberlake.
I don't even know one of them.
Timberland.
Timberlake.
Talk to him.
Hey, well, don't worry. There are a lot of beat biters out there, and Timberland and Missy Elliott make sure you know that there are beat biters out there. So you'll be able to find them.
I loaded up the cookbook recently. Still a good album.
Yeah.
I like the cookbook, Missy Elliott.
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been a long time.
She's a Mega Man. 11 years ago.
9 years ago. 2005.
She dressed up as Rockman in that video.
What's she doing right now? Like.
Yeah, where the fuck's Missy?
Going out looking for those beat biters.
Getting busy with it.
What? I don't know that those. Oh.
Okay.
You look like a Civil War warrior.
Civil War soldier.
He's like a Civil War.
You look like a Civil War samurai, Sean.
Civil War warrior.
You look like a Civil Warrior.
Oh,
you're like
man.
Some kind of coal shoveler.
Yeah.
You should have a dirty face.
I just had this jacket, and then I have a headache, so I put the hat on for the lights.
You look like the dude from Fall Out Boy.
Oh, cool.
I put the hat on for safety.
Cool. Yeah.
Not Pete Wentz.
No, I know.
I'm Pete Wentz.
The shitty one, yeah.
You're Pete Wentz?
How is the lead singer not the famous one in that band? That makes
because
no sense.
Because look at him. Don't look at him. He's
is
gross.
The famous one.
Look at him.
No,
don't
Pete
look
Wentz,
at
the
him.
Bassist is the famous
look
one.
Look at him.
They're both famous.
I don't know the name of the other guy. Neither do you.
Pete Wentz is the one that you want to look at.
Look, I know a lot of famous people in my mind, and I don't know their name, but they're still famous.
Hey, listen, I was a bassist in a band. No one gives a fuck about the bassist. It's weird that so many people know Pete Wentz's name.
Okay, I think his name is Patrick Stump. It just came to me because he's so famous.
Yeah.
Ah!
Not the chat.
Nobody in the chat said anything.
Yeah, right.
It just came to me.
Patrick Stump.
I thought of the most.
That's the name that we would make up.
I thought of the most famous lead singer I could think of, and the name Patrick Stump just popped into my brain.
God.
Garrett, do you know about the drummer to that band? He used to be in. He used to be in Earth Crisis.
What?
Yeah,
wait,
he was in Misery Signals. He was in like a bunch of bands.
Yeah,
I didn't know the guy from Earth Crisis. I've seen that guy in concert probably like a dozen or half dozen times.
Me too. When
me
I saw Fall Out Boy.
Me too. I saw Fall Out Boy.
I've never seen Fall Out Boy.
I actually.
I've seen like a quarter of them.
I saw Fall Out Boy when they were opening for a band I wanted in the Soma side stage.
Damn.
And it was like no one there.
I saw. It was actually a Nintendo sponsored concert. I saw Fall Out Boy with the band. I didn't care about Fall Out Boy. I was there to see Senses Fail.
Senses Fail. Whoa,
familiar. That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, and I saw Fall Out.
I honestly don't remember the band I was there to see for the Fall Out Boy one.
Oh, Soma.
So
is it still? Is Soma still down by Sports Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, hey, you know that that Taking Back Sunday song that we always make fun of?
Yeah.
Q without the E, whatever.
Yeah.
I went back. I'm like, I gotta watch that video. It's a Fight Club parody,
and
I can't think of anything more dated than that song.
Ah!
That
he said it's like painful to watch.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's fucking rough.
Yeah.
I had someone constantly trying to send me show me the one. I don't know if it's the same band. We're fucking, what's his name with the clock around his neck?
Flav.
Yeah, same band.
Yeah.
There was someone
that we know who tried to show me that video every other day like I had not seen it before.
Yeah.
We know him?
That song is Your So Last Summer.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the
I'm so glad I missed that. Period of music.
See, like now that, I'm going the other way because I wish that I was older when that stuff came out because I love the Garrett method of tell strippers that you were in Phoenix TX. I want to go back in time and be like, yeah, I'm in Newfound Glory. Yeah. Not the singer, though. That guy's face is fucked up. Not him. Anyone else.
Well, aren't you the bassist for Bus of the People?
Yeah, but you can look that up. So I'm fucked.
Oh, shit. Yeah, people have Google now.
Tell people you were the original bass player for Paramore, but you left to do your own solo thing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That's cool.
Because there's no way to confirm that.
Because that's what you get when you let your heart win.
My buddy Ryan tells people that he was a bass player for the Distillers.
but he was.
I know.
Oh.
Weird.
that is weird.
Do people believe him or no?
Yeah, all the time.
Do people care?
I wish.
Do people care?
I hope so.
The bass player for the Distillers.
The Distillers were good, bro.
You just say he was a bass player on Angels and Airwaves, too.
Yeah, briefly. Apparently that band's still going on.
They just started a new thing.
Yeah.
Really? Airwaves?
He's tying it into all his freaky UFO stuff.
Tom DeLonge is.
You know Tom DeLonge's all into UFOs?
Yeah, you said that he was on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I listened to him on Coast to Coast the other night.
You know what? Tom DeLonge is a celebrity, so he probably has access to information that us regular people don't.
Like no. Rock with
he talked about how he camped out in front of Area 51 and looked at it all night through binoculars.
And saw something?
No. I mean, he got, like, in trouble.
What kind of fucking story is that?
Yeah, well, it's fucking...
Not a good one.
It's Coast to Coast.
Hey, you want to hear about aliens? Hey, I camped out in Area 51.
Is Coast to Coast a podcast?
I think they put this show up at a podcast form.
I love Coast
But you
to
might
Coast.
Have to subscribe.
I love it.
Just stay
it's
up
been,
late.
Dude, it's been boring, though.
Oh, fuck.
You can get classic Coast to Coast on the website.
With Art Bell?
Yes.
And George gotta, Norrie.
Yeah. Art, Bell's, Art Bell's the good period, but you got to pay for him, I think. I think it's a subscription.
You gotta pay for Art Bell.
Is Check it out. Art Bell not doing it now?
No, he hasn't done it for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, George Norrie kind of took over.
Damn.
And there's another guy.
There's a third guy, too, who's real old. Before Art Bell, right?
I don't know.
I think you're right,
but
yeah.
There is a replacement.
My dad used to listen to that when I was a kid, and I would get scared and have to turn it off.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about...
I've listened to Coast as an adult and got scared and turned it off.
There's an AM radio station in the U.S. that's pretty famous for just being super late night, talking about, like, Illuminati and
aliens. Coast to Coast. Yeah. Coast to Coast, if you don't know, is a radio show that comes on... Yeah, it's on different radio stations all across America, but it's national because it's called Coast to Coast. And I think it goes from 2 a.m. to, like, 6 a.m. every night, or midnight to 6 a.m.
If you're up with insomnia, it's a good way to, like, freak yourself out.
Yeah.
They're talking about aliens or ghosts.
Yeah, but it's like basically all conspiracy stuff and supernatural.
Yeah.
It's fun. The one that scared me, I was like, this is too scary. Because I was, like, laying in bed about to fall asleep, and they're talking about this stuff. It was interdimensional beings. They were saying, like, demons are real, but not in the context that you think of them. They're actually more like aliens from another dimension. But they come to our dimension, but not physically. They enter... This is weird. This is Coast to Coast for you.
Shadow
they
people.
Enter... No. Through wormholes in your brain. So, like, crazy people who suffer from hearing voices might be under the attack of an interdimensional spirit trying to, like... break into their consciousness and enter our realm through their mind. I was like,
oh my God,
this is too much. I'm trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm off.
I don't need to be worried about waking up with a demon infection.
No, you don't want that.
It's not my brain.
You're like conjuring up dreams and the radio's like, yes, other things are going to creep into your mind.
That's why people wear tinfoil hats and listen to the fucking
That is
show.
Why.
They don't want a demon
that's exactly,
in their fucking brain
that's exactly
infection.
Why. Coast to Coast has been perpetuating that shit.
Guys.
Forever.
Get your foil out.
Anyways, get the foil out. Hashtag.
Get your foil out.
Coach wants you to put on the foil, eh?
Coast to Coast. These are not my thoughts. These are the thoughts of Coast to Coast.
This has nothing to do with radio
demons.
And stuff, but movies.
Spoiler.
Movies. we watched the extended version of The Hobbit Part 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Desolation of Smog.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, it was awesome.
Was it?
Did you like it more?
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the first Hobbit movie got an extended version, and it added nothing. It was like, oh, they sing a little bit more right here. Oh, they eat dinner a little longer right here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. It didn't add anything. This movie has another half hour, and it is substantial stuff. Spend a hell of a lot more time with the guy at the beginning of the movie.
The skin changer?
Skin changer
guy. I like that character,
was there for
too.
A second, yeah.
There's a whole scene where the main character is being introduced to the troop of dwarves.
Yeah.
And it's a total comic relief
it's
scene.
It's awesome.
It's super funny.
Like, it's right out of the book, dude.
I was laughing throughout the whole thing. It was great.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff.
In this one, I felt like they cut something out that should have been in the movie. Like, not to spoil it, but there's, like, this whole part in there that I feel added a lot of weight to a lot of the characters.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, I mean, if you haven't seen it, you'll know what it is.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know what reason you had to not include this.
Yeah.
Because it really puts, like, a layer of weight onto the whole story.
And it's not like with the Lord of the Rings movies, when those came out, they were 3 hours plus.
Yeah.
And so a matter of adding, like, I remember when Return of the King came out, they said, hey, this is like 3.5.
Yeah.
We can't, like, ship more film. We can't, like, make it longer. So that's, you know, you got to extend it, whatever. Well, these movies are entering theaters and they're 225. They're 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You can add that stuff. I know they're holding it back to do a whatever version. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're trying to make the tightest one possible for the thing, but that, yeah, the stuff in the second one are like, man, this, it should have been in there.
I didn't really care for the second Hobbit too much. That's the first...
But Smaug was so cool.
That's the, yeah, it's true. But this is the first one of the Lord of the Rings Hobbit, and I'm kind of like, ah.
You should watch this one.
Okay. Yeah. I love the first three. And then The Hobbit was good, and then this one, yeah, I was just
like, see, I felt like The Hobbit was okay. It was like, hey, let's get our like wheels turning here, like let's get you back into this world. And I thought even the theatrical release of Desolation of Smaug was great, like way better, leaps and bounds better than the first one. And then the extended edition, I thought, just fit in the pieces that were missing, and then added that whole.
Still no songs though.
And again,
I know a lot more dwarf songs.
I haven't read any of these books, so people are so mad about The Hobbit because they read the book, and like my brother is like, they won't go see him because he's so pissed off. But yeah, I don't read the books, so I don't care. Do whatever you want to do.
Pissed off about the books.
Hey, I saw a movie recently. Unless you got more to say about The Hobbit,
I was just gonna say just real quick. What's worth? It's worth buying the extended ones just for the. Honestly, we said it before, but the documentaries that come with them are absolutely incredible.
I love those
documentaries on Desolation of Smaug. There's one part that just follows Stephen Colbert getting to go to the
set.
Oh,
my God.
They invited his family to, like, he wanted...
He's so
in love with those books. They were like, hey, if you want to be extras, here's the day.
They had a thing on his show where it was... Who knows more about Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson or Stephen Colbert? And Stephen Colbert destroyed Peter Jackson.
So there's a whole day spent with him, and he's in the background, and it's his perspective on just being a background guy in,
you know,
he's in Lake Town or whatever, and they dress him up like a homeless guy, just, you know, like he's got a pipe and like, anyway, it's really good. And when it's all over, they were like, and we know you're such a fan, here you go. And he opens up a case, and it's a replica of Sting.
He
takes it out, and I don't even know what he said. When he takes it out, he goes, oh, it's like it was really built in Ethrendil, or whatever it was. I don't remember the area that they forged the elven swords, but he knew the name of it.
What a nerd.
And all this stuff about it, and everyone is cracking up. I mean, he's just like, everything. And he kept looking at because his sons were there. He's like, right? Doesn't it look like that? And the kids are like,
oh, no, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. And everyone is cracking up. So anyway.
His show is almost off, which is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 9 episodes left, which I'm bummed out about. I love his show.
Man, he's going to be unemployed? That sucks.
Well, no, he'll be employed, but I don't think he's making any money.
Around Christmas time, it's rough.
Yeah.
But I was going to say real quick, the documentary, though, it's all really interesting, as always. They go into the nitty-gritty of every single detail. And then there's this part where they're filming the barrels going down the river, and they say, the coolest thing is that we have cameras so small. Check this out. And Peter Jackson literally puts a GoPro on the edge of one of the barrels. And if you've seen the movie, there's a shot that is so glaringly low quality.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there in the theater going, did he use a fucking Elvish GoPro or what? This is stupid.
We said it on here.
And then it's him bragging about how awesome it is in the behind the scenes. See, isn't that great? Wow, I could just throw it in the water. Wow, look at that. I mean, I could just... And it's like... Yeah, the scene looks like shit. It's not even up to the... GoPros we have now are actually starting to look really good.
Yeah.
He's got a GoPro, like, one, and he's, like, hooking it up to the thing. Isn't that great? It's like you get the barrel's point of view. No, Peter,
no,
it's
who
not.
Wants the barrel's point of view?
Take that off.
I don't know. I like those... I like that whole montage, and the way that scene transitions, like... Water will come up.
I
and
like
then
the
it'll
scene.
The GoPro
I like the scene, and I like how it was directed and edited. I love everything
it's
about
obvious it. When it goes,
it's literally just that I work in video and I see the aliasing of the video as it cuts to GoPro footage. That's the only thing. It's like, oh, you got to clean that up.
It really does pull you out of the movie. I totally agree with you.
But anyway, it was just funny seeing them like really excited about that in the dark. But anyway, it's worth getting that Blu-ray though, just for those documentaries. I mean, it's like two discs and there's like 5 hours of shit on each. So like you'll never run out of it.
See, I waited until all of the three Lord of the Rings films were already released and I got a box set of the special
editions. You know they'll do. Yeah, I mean,
so I'm going to wait till the third Hobbit's out and they put out the regular Blu-ray, then the special edition, and then I'll try to get a trilogy special edition.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, sorry, I'm sorry. You had some of your...
So I saw a movie recently. It wasn't The Hobbit. I haven't had a chance to see the new Hobbit, but I checked out a movie, an older film called Altered States. Have you seen Altered States?
Yeah.
He's the only other person I know that saw that.
It's awesome. I'd never seen it before, and I went in totally cold. It was a recommendation. Somebody just said it's really good. You should check it out. And that's pretty much all I would ever recommend to anybody watching. It's really good, and you should check it out. It reminds me of... it was made in 1980, and it kind of has the same vibe as, like, Videodrome.
Yeah.
I would say if you're into that kind of movie, you're probably going to like Altered States.
Weird. Yeah, it's weird. That made me want to see it.
And it's kind of about, like... like Timothy Leary, like 60s Harvard professors experimenting with like psychoanalysis, like drugs and experimentations on the mind.
Isolation and stuff.
Yeah, Altered States. But it goes to, it goes all over the place. There's so much more to it than just that. But I don't want to give any of it away. But definitely check it out. I highly recommend Altered States.
That's an old Banana Video rental.
Ah, here we go, yeah. Banana Video. And as I was saying, I said this before, but something that I, when I worked at a video store, I knew there was a joke that I constantly, no one ever got, was Super Troopers had all of them upside down on the cover, and it said Altered State Troopers. And that was a reference to Altered State. And then you'd look at the cover of that, and the guy is upside down.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That cover's really cool. The artwork for that film, is I like a lot, too. That dude upside down.
I didn't know what it was going to be, and it blew my mind.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is that sort of like on a play... Sorry, playing on the like the Stanford studies that they did, where they would like isolate people in a room for like 30 days?
It starts there.
Okay.
Because it starts there. The best thing about the movie, when you're watching it, it gets very weird. And kind of just joking around, you'll make a joke like, hey, I bet by the end of the movie, this happens. And, like, the very next scene, that happens. And you're not even close to the end of the movie. And it's like,
whoa.
Okay, so where are we fucking going from here?
What's next?
Yeah, it's cool.
I need to check that out.
I'm
leaving this movie topic real quick. So I don't know.
No, that's fine.
I had other movies I was going to bring
up. Okay, well, real quick. Yeah. You hear that? You're talking about, like, you know, being paid to be in a room, whatever. NASA is trying to find someone to lay in bed for 72 days straight, and you're going to get $150 a day. The only condition is you literally cannot get up that whole time. You have to lay in bed the entire time. Does anyone see traveling to Mars? Like, you know, just the,
can I have my laptop?
Yeah, you can have, like, TV, phone, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, as long as you do not get up out of bed.
You roll over?
But
I think so. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
You can, like, yeah, like, move within the bed.
I'm not sure about that. So
72
no.
days.
Where do you masturbate?
In bed.
But here's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you poop?
Next question. I'm shitting. I'm jerking off. I'm pissing my pants. I got my laptop there.
You're eating that too?
I got porno loaded up. I got fucking Yelp menus loaded up.
Tell you what. I'll do it. I'll volunteer. I'll do it. And I'll split the money with you, only if you could smell my living quarters when it's over.
I imagine that'd be the worst thing. Hey, I'll do it. I'll give you all the money. Smell my ass.
Burn that bed.
Somebody did the math. It's $10,800 when
for
you're 70 all done.
That's not
days.
Even enough.
You for 72 days? That's pretty good.
For no. To just lay around.
For just under 3 months?
$10,000. No.
$10,000?
Yeah.
Nice. I just feel like, you know, there's always that thing that you don't really care about until you're told you can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you can't get up.
I
would want to get up so
bad. I just imagine hour three going, this is a mistake.
Yeah. I bet you the hardest part of the whole 72 days, the first shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After that, it's all downhill. It's like, well, I already shit myself.
Oh.
Well, I think there's got to be a way to get
I'm sure
that situation.
NASA's never covered that.
You just lean your butt at the side.
Yeah.
Off the side
of
the bed.
One of the funniest things, not to go back to this, but it just reminded me. One of the funniest things in the second Hobbit movie in Desolation of Smaug that a lot of people don't notice, they talk about it in the documentary.
Yeah.
There's a scene, the first scene where you see Stephen Fry plays the master of Lake Town, like the ruler of the city, and he's got like a sniveling kind of assistant. I don't know what the guy's name is, the character's name. But anyway. When you first meet them, he's just getting out of bed, and you barely even notice it, but the assistant is carrying his, like, bedpan over to the window and throws it out, like, just, like, whatever. And what was so funny that I never noticed till I watched the documentary is there was one take... He swings the window open and goes, yes, master, well, they're going to have to da-da-da-da-da, and throws it out, barely looking, you know, whatever. And there's one take where he did it where he didn't realize the window swung back shut. Oh. And he chucks it and it all just
it
on the
just
window.
Comes all over the
On the window and all over the bed. And actually Stephen Fry for a second goes, ah, ooh. Okay. Well, I never noticed that. And they were like, that happened. And we went, yep, that's the take. Don't do another one. Don't do another one.
When
they were like,
pointed it out, we rewound it and watched it again. It's so funny.
That's one of the funniest parts. Yeah. If you see that in the, anyway, it's in there. It's like pretty early on.
That's funny.
I was just going to say real quick with movies, just want to say real fast, there was a few that I saw. I had never seen, I don't know if anyone else, but Derek has seen Snowpiercer. There was a movie called Snowpiercer.
Oh, it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now, and I had heard, it got kind of a cult following. I really enjoyed it. It was a B movie kind of, but for that, I mean, I enjoyed the hell out of it. And everyone I told that I was going to watch it all said the same thing. Well, you're not done with it. You're going to hate it by the end. You're going to hate it. It ending so stupid. It was a bunch of people living on a train. It was inherently a little goofy. I just thought it was.
I want to check that out.
I really enjoyed it.
Good things too. Yeah.
It's like the Boxcar Children.
I was told about Netflix that King of the Hill is coming back to Netflix. I've looked online.
I don't think this was true.
I don't think it's not.
That was a fake news article. You fell for it.
I don't think it was new episodes. I think it was just maybe the show.
I know. Oh, okay. And that's not true. I've looked online.
Here's what I think happened. I think there's a movie called King of the Hill that went up, and a bunch of sites wrote about it.
No!
I think that's what happened.
That is on there, yeah.
Because the article that I read had artwork of King of the Hill and the show, and they talked about, oh, it's coming back or whatever. And then later I kept hearing about a movie called King of the Hill, and I'm like, I bet somebody fucked this up. I was bummed out about that.
Maybe it generated enough buzz to get someone's ass in gear.
No, there's like petitions and stuff. People are already mad about it.
Fox owns it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come to that FX app.
Make a King of the Hill world. They have a Simpsons world on it. It's awesome. Do the same with King of the Hill.
Put it on FXX.
Yeah. Anyways.
So I saw Snowpiercer, and the strange thing happened where over the weekend I multiple times saw the movie Lone Survivor.
with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, did you see that?
No, but I saw a 60 Minutes article with the guy who wrote the book.
Yeah.
Marcus Luttrell.
On Black Friday, on Black Friday there are always like Blu-rays for like $2. Or something insanely cheap like that, I will take a fucking chance on movies. If it's, you know what I mean? If it's a few bucks, it's like, hey, what are we going to find
here?
Roll
the dice.
Let's find out. So, I did that with Lone Survivor, and I watched it, and it was like, you know, it was very, I don't really have a lot of knowledge of the military or whatever. It was very like, oh, this is a very like bro movie.
Ooh, see, I might like that.
But
do they shout like, hoorah?
They do.
I mean, Sergeant reporting for duty,
I
sir!
Some of the screenplay.
They did stuff like that?
They did just like it. Just like that.
Sergeant, I got two on my six, ACOG down. I got
the guy who saw the movie was
going
to say something.
Sorry, I just got all excited.
You said, yeah.
What were you saying about the screenplay?
Ooh.
Nothing. I read a little bit of the screenplay, and it did seem a little bit bro-y.
It was going into it, but it ended. I mean, when it was over, it was kind of at first. I was kind of like, it didn't really. The movie didn't really go a lot of places. It was just like brutal and just kind of like. And in my head, I didn't even think. This sounds dumb, but I didn't even think about the true story aspect of it. Yeah. I was kind of like. That was just kind of like
war as hell.
Ridiculously harsh and didn't really go a lot of places. I feel really bad, but I don't know. And then at the end, it goes to great lengths to let you know that every detail of it happened. Wow. And then it was like, oh, then that was a really good
is
movie.
Is it like...
with that layer, it was awesome.
Is it gory?
I just didn't... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was wow.
But you know what, too?
Hurt Locker was gory.
Yeah. I saw the dude on 60 Minutes, and he gave a play-by-play of the whole action. Yeah. So when I was watching it, the movie was kind of like... Well, you're kind of. I didn't actually get to the end of it, but the beginning was how you described, kind of bro-y and like a bunch of dudes hanging out on the base, getting ready to go fuck everything up on this mission.
Listening to Slipknot.
And I kind of felt like, oh, this is kind of like not how the dude told it. Like he told me some harsh shit.
They Hollywood
like, in that interview.
They call it,
but then they get
they
to
call
that.
Duty
no, they definitely huh. they definitely get to it. And once I had seen the movie, I read up on it and looked and watched a documentary on it and stuff. And it was like, once they're in battle, it played as it played. Like, it happened as it happened.
Wow. Would you recommend it?
And, I mean, it was not a long movie.
Okay.
It's interesting.
What was that Valor movie a few years ago? You remember that?
Men of Valor? Or
was it Men of Valor?
I don't know.
Is that a Clint Eastwood?
No, nobody could tell if it was, like,
Acts of Valor.
Yeah, Acts of Valor. That was like real battle footage or not?
Oh, because they made it almost like Soldier Cam
kind of yeah.
Oh. I never saw
that. Well, I was going to say, so that movie, it was what it was. And so I watched it, and I was like, oh, that was cool, whatever. Over the weekend, my parents, their receiver in their living room for their TV died. So they got a new one, and they were like, would you mind helping us hook it up? I'm like, no, no problem. This will take me 2 seconds. So I hooked it all up, and I'm like, here, I brought this movie to test it, and I put in
Lone Survivor,
and they were like, it doesn't seem that long. You want to just watch it? But, yeah, man, I'm not doing it. So I sit and watch it. It was like my mom was like crying by the end of that movie. Oh my God, there's just so many brave men out there.
Oh my God.
I just can't believe it. And my dad was just like, I can't believe this. I just can't. I was like, did it sound good? I watched that movie like twice in a row. And I did not expect that the second time.
Are you proud to be an American?
I'm good. At least I know I'm free.
Yes.
God bless. I just couldn't do.
The freedom.
That's it. Anyway, that's all.
That was good, Rocco. Good job.
God bless.
We're kind of at the end of our podcast, but we got some stuff in the P.O. box.
Yeah, we got some stuff last time that we didn't open. We didn't get to. We opened it. We didn't get to it.
We got it here today, though.
I want to say thank you to it was
Angel
who sent. I didn't realize this was in there. This is awesome. If you haven't read Junji Ito,
do you want that one? Because he got
Uzumaki.
He got me a Resident Evil from a free comic book day event as well. That shouts out and a copy of Escape from New York on UMD.
Hell yeah!
When we this Uzumaki by Junji Ito, we talked about Junji Ito. Once, I think it was when Charlotte called in, we talked about, this is like a thing about spirals. It's a scary-ass comic about that.
Yeah.
Check that out if you haven't got a chance.
We got a box full of, like, random stuff from Angel.
That's his photography.
But he gave me, like, this is, like, every...
Legit baseball cards.
They're all Padres.
Oh, no shit.
They're all Padres until the last couple cards are all Jets. So thank you very much. That's really cool.
There was some stuff in here that we didn't need, like, empty cans. Thank you though, appreciate it. But where it paid off in spades, Angel. I can't thank you enough.
Look at that.
There is a free comic book day comic, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. This was just last year.
You'll notice it's already open because I read it.
I looked through it.
It's so good.
First of all, you've got what's this guy's name? Gold member or what's
Gold Dust?
He's on the back. But anyway, why this is a rarity and why I think it was pulled. I've been looking for this and I was never able to get it. Why it was pulled was the author of it didn't know that Yellow Ranger Trini in real life she was killed by a car she gets hit by a car in the comic and people were just like blown away like wow.
Insensitive.
So yeah, if you're wondering the story, Billy's beetle becomes possessed by Lord Zedd, who shoots it with his staff from space.
Well, Billy's beetle, the rad bug.
Yeah, okay, and it runs
called the rad bug.
Want to make sure you know.
And it runs over the headlights turn into eyes as the car comes alive.
What a rad bug!
They're in the middle of the desert for whatever reason. They instantly morph and start beating up Billy's car.
Wow.
Fuck Billy's car.
They do.
Douglas.
You got...
There's some letters here that Derek, Garrett, and Sean got from Douglas.
I believe this is Douglas who sent in the...
Is it iPad Douglas?
I think it is.
Is it really?
I think it might be.
How are you enjoying that?
I don't... I'm enjoying it, yeah. It's very nice. Thank you, Douglas.
It says...
Whoa,
it's fucking crazy.
Whoa.
It's a key, and it says, hold on to me.
Life's never fair. Don't lose me. It's a master key to a lock. Do you have a key as well?
Mine says, I hope you enjoy. Let's celebrate 10 years of Vega 64.
Maybe it was the iPad he's referring to.
Oh, yeah, perhaps.
What is this kind of mystery?
Just got really scary. This key got scary. That's cool.
This is how, like a horror villain.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
this guy's like Jigsaw. This is cool.
We got one good thing, and you guys are fucking done.
Life's never fair.
Did I complain? I mean, Douglas, I was being facetious. I was happy.
Thank you once again, Douglas. I'm very happy.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep this at my desk, and hopefully we'll update you guys with what develops.
They're both going
to
lose
that. To a car!
I'm keeping this here.
This is a card from our friend Frankie.
I love Frankie.
Frankie V. And he said he wanted to say Rocco, Derek, Sean, Garrett, Eric, Brian, Kevin, and the rest of the extended Mega 64 family.
Dude, he got everyone in the room right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Best wishes for a joyous season, a happy new year. And it says, on a personal note, thanks for everything you all do, from sketches to podcasts, your personal videos and projects. You all played a part in keeping my spirits up and helping me get through cancer. Hope to see you all soon. From Frankie.
Love Frankie. Is there a photo of his stupid-looking dog in there?
There is.
Yes! We love that dog.
I love that stupid-looking dog.
I look
Frankie, we love you.
I look forward to his positive updates about his health.
Look at the dogs on the back of the card, too.
They did some artwork on the back.
Hell yeah.
Good art design on this.
Yeah, thing. Really cool.
Really cool guy. I'm glad you're doing well, Frankie.
Me too.
Yeah.
I follow pretty much all of your posts, and I'm really happy you're doing good.
With that,
heal up.
And then our friend Christian
Jacobs,
from the Aqua.
He's been at Game Days every year. He says, "Hope your collection is finally complete."
Is that something for Derek?
Thank you and the guys for all the fun. And the last Red Ranger of the Legacy Red Rangers that I needed, Turbo Red.
You finally got it.
Oh, I thought that was
thank
pretty,
you.
Was
that the one so
made
much.
Into a pizza?
Yes. Wow, Brian, you got it. First it was Tommy, then it was TJ. He took it over, and TJ got baked into a pizza.
And with that, Rocco officially, his toy collection is complete.
No more toys.
You saw it here first.
No more figure updates. What are you going to do?
Hold on, where's he going?
Wrap it up.
All right. Hey, thanks for watching. Turn it off.
Eric, kill it.
Kill it, Eric. Shut everything down. No after show.
Turn off the lights. Shut it all off.
Hill's coming back. Shut it off.
Get off it.
Ow.
1 second.
Fire Blu-ray.
Just show it for 1 second.
Turn off the light.
1 second. Show it for 1 second.
Are we still on? Come back to me.
No, just show it for 1 second.
Yeah, can you see my face? Sometimes we mess up. We made a big mess up just now. We have precautions to make sure. Certain things on our show.
Yes, you have certain things on our show. They can't hear you, so I'm going to tell them what you're saying. He apologizes.